Welcome to Health Freedom Radio, live and local. From the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN, 830 AM. Now, here are your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
Good morning. I'm Julie Boris, and I'm here with Lisa Mayer, and this is Health Freedom Radio. Health Freedom Radio is a new show airing weekly on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WCRN Radio Central, and we'll be talking about all things health freedom uncensored. And I want to start today by thanking our show sponsors, Health Rights MA and My Salon Suites in Westboro and Leominster. And just like our friends at Health Rights MA and My Salon Suites, we believe all people have the fundamental, inalienable right to make their own health decisions for themselves and their families, free from coercive tactics and bribery and mandates, and that no one should ever be forced into any medical procedure against their will before they can live, work, or go to school. Before we get underway, a quick disclaimer. We are not representing any organization. The views expressed on the show today are our own, and the views of our guests are their own. And also, we are not medical doctors or attorneys, so we're not offering any medical or legal advice. So, if we're going to protect health freedom, or all freedom really, people are really going to need to step up and get involved. For years, we the people have lived our busy lives. We go to school, work, sports, we have kids, we travel, we have hobbies, entertainment, and we left the business of politics to others, and now we are in a really big mess. So on a positive note, I do think we are reaching a tipping point where that is happening and where people are so disgusted by the current agenda that they are stepping up and getting involved in some way to protect our rights and freedoms instead of just complaining about it. So one of the goals of our show is to highlight the myriad of ways people are stepping up and getting involved. They are running for office, like my friend Lisa here. They're filing lawsuits, they're drafting protective legislation, they're hosting educational events and conferences. They're starting local health freedom-minded groups. They're going to their local town meetings. They're meeting with their lawmakers. They are saying no to government overreaching mandates, no to vaccine mandates, no to mask mandates, no to business closures. And they are creating parallel communities and doing business with like-minded people. Many of them are taking their kids out of public school, too. And they are speaking up in spite of all of the censorship. They are creating their own podcasts and their own radio shows and Substacks and online channels, and they're making music and art. And one of the things I want to highlight on the show, so feel free to pipe in, Lisa, like, what are some of your top favorite outside the mainstream media sources for information? Like, I read every single day. This is my public service to you out there listening. The Substack, Coffee and COVID with Jeff Childers.
He's hilarious. He makes reading these details so enjoyable.
Right. It's like a world roundup of news that is just delivered in a very funny way and with a lot of optimism. But also at the same time, because he's an attorney, he has to be really careful about what he says. So I know that he's really done his homework and really dug deep into the topic before he writes. So I don't know. It's my absolute favorite thing. Yeah.
And I also, and I know you love this too, is The High Wire.
Of course.
With Del Bigtree. I started watching that more regularly in 2020, and I've just been addicted to it ever since. It's been something that just kind of kept me sane, that there were great people like that, just staying on top of the news. And the crazy thing is, They were called anti-vaxxers and, you know, misinformation spreaders, but everything that they said back in 2020 and since then has been proven to be true.
Right. The missing information. It's not misinformation or disinformation or malinformation. It's missing information.
That is so right.
It's the information they don't want you to know. So you can watch The High Wire at thehighwire.com or on Rumble, and it's on every Thursday, I think at 2 o'clock Central. Yeah. And you can always catch the replays. You can catch it as a podcast, all that great stuff. So another major way people are getting involved and stepping up and leading the way on issues that are important to them is they are creating nonprofit organizations, which can be a really great driver of change. So today's guest is Cece Doucette. She is one of those leaders. Cece is the director of Massachusetts for Safe Technology, which is a public interest group working to promote the use of biologically safe and fiscally responsible technology in our homes, schools, communities, and workplaces. So welcome, Cece, to the studio this morning. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about how you got involved in safe technology?
Thanks, Julie and Lisa. So like most of us, I had no idea there was anything to be concerned about with today's technology. And specifically, we're going to talk about wireless technology. So when my daughters were in our public school systems, I was helping to run our local education foundation, and this was at the point in time where the wireless industry was bringing in that 21st century classroom. And being a small town in Ashland, Massachusetts, our budgets had been cut to the bone year after year. So, you know, good to be parents. I raised my hand and I started doing fundraising to get wireless infrastructure, to get the iPads and the Chromebooks and the smart boards and the minis and the Apple TV and all what we thought was this great new technology. And then one night at my book group, a girlfriend of mine who's an electrical engineer tipped me off that there could be biological effects. And it was book group, so I just made a mental note of it. But not long after that, I saw that the American Academy of Environmental Medicine put out a position statement to our school superintendent saying, please do not allow wireless technology into our schools. And I thought, wow, I wonder if there's any science to this. So I'm a technical and professional writer by trade, and I thought, let me go look. And I was astounded to find literally thousands of peer-reviewed studies all over the world. First, teaching us that this wireless signal and data goes back and forth using two-way radio frequency microwave radiation. Microwave radiation. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, good Lord, what have we done? So I kept reading the science. And for years, the industry spun it that, there's no mechanism of harm identified in the scientific literature. So let's just keep doing what we're doing. Well, when you peel back the onion, you find out that this technology came out of military. This is radar. This was used back in World War II and thereafter. And again, it's man-made radio frequency microwave radiation. So the industry always focused on cancer because cancer takes decades, or it used to anyway, to develop. And so now, because the science has advanced all over the world, we know that, yes, indeed, it does cause cancer. Our own government at the U.S. National Toxicology Program did a $30 million study. Now, this is arguably the world's leader in toxics research. At the end of this unprecedented three-day peer review at the National Institutes of Health, with world-leading scientists and doctors whose life's work is working with microwave radiation, they determined clear evidence of cancerous tumors and DNA damage. Now, clear evidence is the highest of five categories they could assign. That should have triggered public policy. But instead, what happened is the gentleman who's in charge of radiation at the Food and Drug Administration today, that's who commissioned this study with the National Toxicology Program. This is Dr. Jeffrey Shuren, and he went over to the Federal Communications Commission, which is supposed to be regulating this and protecting you and I, and basically said, we don't believe that study. Let's keep doing what we're doing. Wow. When the FCC took that determination and put it in something called the Federal Register, then the lawsuits began. The FCC had had a docket open for 6 years into which world-leading scientists and doctors filed all of the science. And cancer is just the tip of the iceberg. DNA damage, which is the roadmap to grow a proper anything, let alone a child or a pollinator, a plant or a tree. We have done a huge disservice by just blindly following this industry into wireless tech. But a lot of the symptoms that people are feeling today that their health practitioners can't figure out are by and large something that we should look at in reducing our wireless radiation exposures. You may recognize some of these for yourself or your loved ones. Headaches, stabbing, searing headaches, migraines, nausea, dizziness, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, ringing in the ears, skin problems. Some people will talk about getting the hot ear when they put the cell phone up to their head. And then we also have tingling, flushing, rashes. Turns out we have little antennas in the surface of our skin. And when these get overpowered by these microwaves, we start having fallout. Now, the industry will say, oh, this new technology, 5G or fifth generation technology, it only penetrates the eyes or the skin. Well, I'm sorry, but we need our eyes, first of all, and our eyes have no shielding. And our skin is our largest organ, and it feeds into every other organ and system in our body. So we have to be very careful with industry speak on this, because they don't care about you and I. And so the FCC has been sued, and the court, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, found the FCC to be arbitrary and capricious. And I had to go look that up, but it means basically the FCC didn't do their homework. They just made up their minds that they would keep doing what industry has pushed them to do.
That's called regulatory capture.
Yes, it is.
Which we see in every single industry.
Yeah, and actually Harvard has a really good paper out in their Law School Center for Ethics called Captured Agency, how the FCC is dominated by the industries they presumably regulate. And that's free and online.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about what people can do and what are the sources of these radiation that are in our daily lives. Because you did a really good job of basically telling us, hey, these are dangerous and they're not telling you. But what can we do about this? Because we live in a toxic soup and we have all sorts of devices and we have children using these devices.
Yeah, there's lots we can do. The industry makes it seem like we're just sitting ducks, but I will tell you what you can do today.
So stay tuned with us after the break for more live and local radio from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information. That's Radio Central.
Now, Health Freedom Radio continues, live and local, from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN 830 AM. Once again, here's your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
You're listening to Health Freedom Radio on WCRN Radio Central 830 on the AM dial or at WCRNradio.com. So before we get back to our guest, I want to thank today's sponsor, Health Rights MA. The mission of Health Rights MA is to ensure that the fundamental right of all humans to bodily autonomy, including the right to exercise informed consent and the right to privacy of personal medical information, is legally protected in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in regard to all medical treatments and procedures. If you're a listener from Massachusetts and you have a story to share about injury or loss from the COVID-19 shot, or if you lost your job or access to education because you chose not to get a liability-free experimental COVID-19 injection, please share your story at healthrightsma.org. You go right in the top menu and you'll find a tab for sharing your story. Also, I highly recommend you sign up for their email list to stay up to date on what's happening in terms of health rights in Massachusetts. If you want to keep us talking about health freedom uncensored on the airwaves, where we can reach outside the censorship bubble, we're going to need sponsors. And we have some great ways to get the word out about your business to the New England health freedom loving community. Apparently, WCRN reaches far beyond Massachusetts and hits parts of every state in New England. And of course, you can listen from anywhere at WCRNradio.com. And you can just email hello@healthfreedomradio.org to ask about our sponsorship opportunities. When I first thought about doing this radio show, I thought, how hard could it be? It's 1 hour once a week. Well, like everything good, there's more than meets the eye. I spent a lot of time over the last couple of days working on the healthfreedomradio.org website, so please check it out. All the past shows are now available as a podcast. They're slightly edited to take out, you know, the news and commercials. You can listen right on the website, or you can listen on any of your favorite podcast apps, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app, which is actually very cool. And if you listen on any of the podcast apps, please make sure you follow us and give us a good review. Also, each show now has show notes, which lists our guests, our sponsors, any health freedom loving businesses we talk about, any relevant links we mention or songs that we play, and you will find them all there. And at the bottom of each of the show notes page, there are lots of little share buttons, making it really easy to share an episode on any of the platforms or email. And of course, you will also find our merch. We have 100% cotton t-shirts and sweatshirts with the Health Freedom Radio logo And on the back, it says, join the health freedom conversation uncensored. And when you wear it out and about, it not only helps to get the word out about the show, it will help you connect with like-minded people. When someone in the grocery store says, I like your sweatshirt, you know that person, just like you, cares deeply about health freedom. And you can also support the show directly by going to the bottom of our website or by supporting our sponsors. So now we're going to come back. We're with Cece Doucette. We're going to talk more about safe technology. And, you know, I have teenagers and they have a lot of friends. And the one thing that drives me absolutely crazy is, you know, knowing about the radiation that's coming out of all of the devices that are wireless. So that's everything. Bluetooth, your cell phone, your smart meters on your house, your router, your... But the one that drives me the most crazy is those wireless headphones that I know are Bluetooth. So I know they're radiating constantly and they're in my child's ears right next to their brain all day, right? Because they're listening to music, they're talking to their friends. And so I actually, if I find them in my house, I throw them away.
I love that.
I do. I just throw that. I've thrown like four pairs.
Tiger just, mama.
And well, and I buy them a wired pair. But I get the distinct feeling that my kids don't really believe that it is in fact true that it is that dangerous. Like, it's really not a big deal. And if you go to Google, my daughter's boyfriend went to Google and he tried to look it up to see if it was, you know, is this really true? Are these really dangerous? And he came back and he's like, I can't find anything. So I tell them, and so Lisa has a story that she would can share. Yeah, you can share this story with us.
Yes.
Yeah, about your niece. Right. And so tell us.
Yeah, so at the beginning of 2020, my 12-year-old niece was rushed to the hospital because she had an aggressive and inoperable brain tumor, and she needed her brain drained and everything. And I just want to say right off the bat, she is okay now. She's 16 in perfect health, so you don't have to be scared. But we have a lot of hypotheses, like why this happened. But our top one is that for about a year, she slept in her bed with two live cell phones, like right next to her head. And we think that that's probably what caused it, because it was so rare. The doctors had no idea where it came from. It was like a muscle cell in her brain. It was just really, really strange. And, you know, she's okay now, thank God. But she did go through hell. Like, she was in a wheelchair. She was really skinny for a long time. She was miserable. She was just like, yeah, I don't even, you know what it's like. I'm sure you've seen pictures of kids like that. But, and I am so grateful, you know, on the one hand that she is healthy and good, but I'm so angry on the other hand at the FDA, at the FCC, at the NIH, and at Google for suppressing this kind of information. Because if we had known, if her mother had known, she never would have allowed her to sleep with those with those phones right by her head. And she never would have had this, probably never would have had this happen. And we would have not even known what we avoided.
That just breaks my heart. 12 years old. Mm-hmm. We see this happening all over the country, though. Out in California, where Sprint had a cell tower on top of a school, several children developed cancers. Several of the staff members developed cancers. And we know scientifically that this radio frequency radiation causes cancer. So,
Cece, tell us, what are like top three things people can do? And we can, you know, even if we come up on a break, maybe we can get to more of that afterwards. What are the things that people can do to protect themselves? Because, you know, we can't make this all go away magically overnight. So what can we do to protect ourselves in the meantime?
Great question. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, our CDC, already addresses ionizing radiation. That's like the X-rays, the sun, the gamma rays, and they use a three-pronged approach. One, spend as little time radiating yourself as you can. Two, create as much distance from something that's radiating as you can. And three, if you can't get away from it, then shield yourself. And there are wonderful experts out there who can teach you how to do shielding. If you go to the Building Biology Institute, they have consultants there who are highly trained, and many of them have gotten their certification in electromagnetic radiation remediation as well. But from a practical standpoint, today, create that sleep sanctuary, right? People don't even realize that in the legal fine print of your phone, for an iPhone, for example, if you were to go into settings, go a little ways down and hit general, then go all the way down to legal and regulatory, hit that, and then on the next screen, about four down, you will see RF exposure, radio frequency radiation two-way microwave radiation that in this fine print disclaimer they politely call energy. And it is. It's a man-made form of energy. But when you read that, they tell you that they tested this device at a distance from the body. So if you're holding it, if you're tucking it in your bra, if you're putting it up to your head or your suit pocket, your shirt pocket, your yoga pants, your back pocket, we have colon and rectal cancers quadrupling and doubling right now. Mm-hmm. And then when you read a little further down in that legal fine print, it says to reduce your exposure, basically don't touch a radiating device. It says to use a headset or a speakerphone. One of the properties of this microwave radiation is it amplifies around metal. So you don't want to be putting a metal wire plugged into your radiating device and then plugged into your head on the other end. Look for something called a hollow tube or an air tube headset. That breaks the radiation halfway and then there's just rubber going up to your head with good acoustics, kind of like a doctor's stethoscope, but teeny tiny. So create as much distance. Don't radiate yourself. So that one cell phone comes to us with many different antennas radiating. You have a cellular and data antenna, a Bluetooth, a Wi-Fi, a locator, a hotspot. And for anyone who got sucked into the 5G hype and you upgraded to a 5G phone, you've got additional antennas. Each one constantly pulses microwave radiation saying, here I am, where are you? Here I am, where are you? Trying to connect to the nearest cell tower or router. We don't need all that. Let's learn how to use the minimum to do what we need to do. Anything you want to stream or download, download it. And then go into airplane mode and make sure your Bluetooth and your Wi-Fi antennas are off. If it just says not connected, that's not good enough. It's still over there pulsating radiation to make that connection.
So airplane mode makes everything shut off.
Typically. But you need to look at each one of those antennas in your setting and make sure it's really off.
Okay. So that is my one first go-to. And I used to text my kids, is your phone in airplane mode? Because if it wasn't, I knew they'd get the text and they'd put it in airplane mode. Or at least I would hope they would. And yeah, so thank you so much for that, Cece. Are there any other real quick things that you want to add in terms of...
So if we're in our car, for example, and you want to navigate somewhere, you're in a metal box. So that itself is going to amplify radiation. Turn off all the antennas in your car that you can.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But on your phone, do the download of the nav, you know, put in the address where you want to go. And as soon as you do that, then you can go into airplane mode because it stays on your phone and it uses a satellite triangulation system instead of wireless radiation.
Okay. Stay tuned after the break for more Health Freedom Radio with guest Cece Doucette talking about safe technology on WCRN Radio, 830 AM on the radio dial, or you can listen at WCRNradio.com.
You're listening to Health Freedom Radio, live and local, on the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN 830 AM. Once again, here are your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
You're listening to Health Freedom Radio on WCRN Radio Central, 830 on the AM dial or at WCRNradio.com or healthfreedomradio.org. So we're going to just ask Cece to repeat that last thing we were talking about. When you're in your car, that was a lot of information and I really didn't know any of that. Can you kind of repeat that again?
Sure. So our car is basically a metal box. This radiation amplifies around metal. So it's just going to be in there bouncing around the metal cage that you're inside of. So the goal, again, is to get to as low as reasonably achievable. So anything that you can control in the car with regard to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, turn all that stuff off. Check your phone before you get in the car and then put it in airplane mode when you get to your destination. Then check your phone again and then put it back in airplane mode. See if anybody's looking for you. But it's not a great idea to be making all your calls and catching up with everybody as you're driving down the road. This causes cognitive impairment, right? So we don't want neurotoxicity setting in while we're flying down the road in a moving vehicle.
Right, right.
Not to mention accidents. Distracted
right.
driving.
But if you do need to get, like my kids need to call me in an emergency, you would leave one antenna on your cell antenna and you shut off your Bluetooth and you shut off your, you know. Yeah. And I realize my Bluetooth is probably always on and I don't use any Bluetooth devices.
Yeah.
So what's the point of having that one on pulsing? So that's great. So So the best tip is use the antennas on your phone, shut them off when you don't need them. And then in your home, Cece, what can you do? Because I've taken a lot of your really good tips.
Well, I was just wondering if she could repeat that about the navigation, because do use that.
That's a very cool tip. So the navigation, if you, you know, go into Waze or whatever you're using, download your directions, you know, just do the nav. Once you've got it, then you can go into airplane mode, and there's actually a satellite triangulation system that picks up that does not use the radio frequency radiation on your device. So it's kind of cool. Test it out and see if it works.
I will.
If you make a wrong turn, you might need to pull over and recalibrate and do it again. But yeah, it's pretty cool. There's all sorts of little tips and tricks once we get our heads around reducing exposure.
I have one more question. I wasn't able to turn off the Bluetooth emitted from my car that's looking for my phone. Should I be able to, or do you know if cars make it impossible to turn that off?
It's tricky. Every vehicle is different. I used to have a Mazda, and it was all integrated into the circuitry with the HVAC system in the car, the heating and air conditioning. So I couldn't on that one. So, you know,
your car is sending out the signal, even if your phone isn't asking to talk back, right?
So right. Yeah. It's a two-way microwave signal. And all the sensors on the newer cars and stuff are all using these microwave transmissions. So what did I do? I got an old car. I got a low mileage 2002 Lexus before they started putting all of this on. And I plan to drive it into the ground. Mm-hmm. So just be careful of the bells and whistles. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what can we do in our house?
Excellent question. So I was really psyched. Our local cable stations, kind of like WCRN, are one of the last bastions of independent reporting. They were so gracious to send a cameraman out to my home, and we did a walkthrough. And there's a video through WACA-TV in Ashland. And I showed, you know, like my PC, my computer. All I had to do was hook that up to an Ethernet cable to my printer. I found a box of junk down in my basement that still had my corded keyboard and my corded mouse. Because, folks, this radiation is cumulative with dose. So you might be feeling great today, but tomorrow could be the day your body just can't keep up and hits that tipping point. Our poor immune systems can only take care of us with so many environmental exposures. So start peeling it back. So your computers, my printer, it turns out in the settings, had three antennas. I had to go into the settings and disable all three. And I just pulled up my manual online for that printer. So that's how I secured my own workspace. And then there's the microwave oven, which when we measured it in this video, it's at the back of my kitchen. We turned it on. I went all the way through my kitchen, all the way through my foyer, and out the front door on my porch before I got out of the red zone on my radio frequency radiation meter that measures this. So for folks who might want to measure, I strongly encourage you to go out to Safe Living Technologies. They were a speaker at the medical conference on this. It's called the EMF Medical Conference. EMF stands for electromagnetic fields that are produced. That's how the radiation kind of sprays out at us, is in these electromagnetic fields. So go to Safe Living Technologies. They're very highly trusted in this world, and they have radio frequency meters that range from, you know, maybe just under $200 up to $400 for a good one that you and I could use, or they go all the way up to the high-end professional equipment in the thousands. But I worked with my library, and we became the first in the nation in Ashland, Massachusetts, to put a radio frequency detection meter on loan for the public to borrow. Now people all over the country are doing this. So it was a great pilot program out in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where Verizon put a cell tower right on top of a neighborhood that made 17 people so sick, children and adults and their pets, vomiting, skin rashes, headaches, nausea, dizziness, anxiety, cancers that came back. They had to leave their homes. And for the first time in the United States, a board of health actually investigated and put an injunction against Verizon. That's tied up in legal action right now. But people don't know why they're getting so sick. And once we tune into this, you're halfway there today. Because you know. So, yeah, look out for your laptops. Look out for your tablets. Who knew? For $30 or so, you can buy a little adapter that plugs into an Ethernet cable, that plugs into the back of your router. And then you get not only safe technology, but wow, is it fast and reliable. And your data is not being buckshot out through the air for somebody with nefarious intent can just snag it. So it's much more secure, your data is safer, and your privacy is much better protected. And who knew, wireless consumes 10 times more electricity than simply hardwiring and turning off all these antennas.
So one of the problems that we're dealing with today in this world is that these wireless companies, in conjunction with our town boards and our state legislature and everything, they're just rolling this out with more towers, more 5G, smart meters on your home, which is we're going to talk a lot about that in the next segment, which is of great concern because they're putting not only electric smart meters, but also water meters and maybe also gas meters?
And propane. We've seen them going on there. And if you have a solar system, you get a second electric meter that is now also pulsating.
And all of those are pulsating. Now, you tested the one that they put on your house, right? And
what happened? So I was preparing to testify before the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities. So I took my little radio frequency detection meter and I sat down on the floor in my dining room because we've got these two electric meters mounted on the exterior wall of our home at the dining room. And I sat there and counted how many times did this meter pick up a pulse of radiation. When I did the math, it was 17,000 times a day.
And that's for one of the meters.
Well, so both of them together.
Okay.
But still.
2 meters.
You know, think about people who live in a multi-unit dwelling like a condo or an apartment building. Oh, we had a woman here in Hopkinton. She had the misfortune of having 7 meters mounted outside her kitchen. And she got so sick. She couldn't live there. She was couch surfing until somebody finally helped her figure out it was the radiation. And then she heard there was shielding paint that has little metal fibers that would create a barrier. So she painted that whole wall of her condo. But she did it by herself and she didn't work with a professional. And what she didn't know is that the folks on the opposite side of her condo had all their equipment, their decked cordless phones, their cell phones, their printers, their routers, their baby monitors, their gaming devices, all in their condo. And this stuff pulses through floors, ceilings, walls, everything, you and I. So it was coming through their condo into her condo, hitting that metal shielded wall and bouncing back and hitting this poor woman twice. She got double whammied. So shielding can be effective, but you must do it very carefully. And again, go to the Building Biology Institute and find an expert who can walk you through it.
Do you think living in like an aluminum-sided house is shielding?
It depends. Do you have stuff inside the house that's radiating? Because if you do, it's going to be whapping that and coming back and getting
it. Well, I followed all of Cece's tips, and I hardwired my computer so that if I want to, I can shut off my router completely. And then also, I got one of those
JRESCO router?
Yes. I will put that in the show notes for people that are interested. That's a router that kind of shuts down for you. So you have just the least amount of, if you're not using it, it's not pulsing at you.
Yeah, so it goes into eco mode. And I know that in Europe, for those decked cordless phones we all got talked into, they have eco mode on their home phones. But we don't do that here in the United States. So if we've got a decked cordless phone here, that thing is pulsating microwave radiation from the base station 24/7, whether you have a call and play or not. That's what your router is doing. That's what your cell phones are doing. Everything. Until we learn, hey, it's just an antenna. How do I turn it off?
Right.
I just paid a tech guy $80 to pull the little tiny wireless board out of my television set because it has an Ethernet port in the back. I can connect to the internet on my TV, but I had no way of turning off that antenna, nor did I have a way to turn off the one in my stove. Our new pretty stove was a smart stove, and you want to be at 10 microwatts per square meter or less in your indoor spaces. This stove was pulsating at 1,090,000, and the industry is forecasting that you and I are going to have 200 Internet of Things in our home if we don't get ahead of this. So that's what 5G is. It's the backbone for the Internet of Things, which again, as we'll talk in our later segment, is a big privacy breach.
So it's like you can shut off a lot of the things that you have control over. Like you cannot get a stove, you cannot have the car, you cannot have the phone, you can shut down the phone. But the smart meters that they're putting on our homes are, they're telling us we can't opt out. So we're going to come back after the break with more of CC Doucette. So stay with us for more Live and Local radio from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central.
Now, Health Freedom Radio continues, live and local, from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN 830 AM. Once again, here's your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
You're listening to Health Freedom Radio on WCRN Radio Central, 830 on the AM dial, or at WCRNradio.com, or at healthfreedomradio.org. We're back with Cece Doucette from Massachusetts for Safe Technology. Lisa has a burning question for Cece. So Lisa, what was the one question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, so Cece, you talk about shielding and that shielding paint and everything, and I see a lot of products being advertised, like hats that are literally tinfoil hats that you can wear, or there's pendants or things you can put on your phone. So I was just wondering what your opinion of those products are.
Well, Lisa, you and I are very different biologically from everybody else on this planet. So what might work for one person could very well have an adverse effect for another. So we always say the first line of defense is to remove the exposure. We can't kid ourselves. There is no safe level of microwave radiation in the scientific literature. Some people talk about certain crystals, but I would recommend doing muscle testing and see what your own physiological response is going to be. But don't kid yourself. You may be able to shield a little bit while you're out in public, but does that radiation hit the shield and then bounce back and hit you or a child or somebody near you? So try and remove it as much as you can.
Yep, great advice. Thank you.
Cece, one of the things that you have been working on for many, many years, and I think it's really important and very timely right now, is Bill S-2152, which would force all the cities and towns to allow a way, no fee, to opt out of a smart meter. And that bill needs to be decided on
this week.
And that bill has not been sent to study yet, so it's still active. And you can take action right now to reach out to your legislators and tell them to move that bill out of committee. So it's in the show notes, which are already live on the website. So you can go right now to healthfreedomradio.org. You can find the little, it's a tinyurl.com/opt-out smart meter. And that will take you to a platform where you can put in your name and address, and it will email the senators who are on that committee and the leadership in the House and Senate, as well as your own legislators, and it will ask them to do whatever they can to move this bill. I am facing this in Shrewsbury right now. They are putting smart meters into our town, and I actually met you, Cece, many years ago when you came to our town and you gave a lecture to talk about the dangers of wireless. And we, as the citizens of our town, went to our select board and to our cable company, and we asked them to give us a way to opt out. And what do you know? Now they're coming, and there's no way to opt out. So your bill would force that to happen. And we have Dick on the line. Dick, you're facing the same thing, I think you said, in Hudson. Is that true?
That's very true. And, you know, I mean, it's just amazing listening to all the antennas that are in that little cell phone, which is really just a spy. That cell phone is just a spy for the I call them the Marxist left. This is my second notice. I tried to put the first one, you know, ignore it. But, you know, now, you know, if you read the thing, it's got, you know, it's got Marxism all over. It says participation in the Hudson replacement program is mandatory.
Did you try to say, I don't want it?
I did. I went through, earlier you had something on your website about opting out, and I forget the lady's name. Maybe she's your host today, or your guest.
Cece, yes.
And so I did, but, you know, I think, you know, most of us, or I should say a lot of us, are not politically savvy. We don't, you know, when you say, well, a bill's here, it's there, we don't, you know, the average citizen doesn't know the mechanisms of how bills originate, number one, and how they go through and get, right, you know, basically get tabled and shelved and lost.
And that is part of the problem. We, the people, have not been part of the legislative process, and we need to get more involved. So CeCe's really doing that with Bill S-2152. And again, please go to tinyurl.com/opt-out-smart-meter, and you can send a, it's all done for you. All you do is you put in your name, your address, you click a button, and it's going to send a letter right now and ask them.
Yeah, I think I've done that, but, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of your airtime. You know, I have my state's, you know, Mass senator from Acton. They're totally useless. They don't fear you. Until they fear you, they really don't care. And I guess we have to show up on the Capitol steps with our pitchforks or something, because so I will do as you suggested again. And
yeah, thank you so much, Dick, for calling in.
And, thank you, Dick.
We're going to keep pushing back, and I'm going to try to say no in my town and see what happens. So thank you so much for calling in, Dick. And CeCe, what else do you want to?
So I'm facing the same thing in my town of Ashland, Massachusetts. I received a letter that said this water meter replacement program is mandatory. So I called up our Department of Public Works and I said, please share with me where in the law this is mandatory. And they have not responded to me. And I spoke to our town manager about it, and he didn't seem to think it was truly mandatory. So then in the headlines recently, it was found out that the companies that are pushing these meters into our municipal departments are using some pretty underhanded tactics. I used to work for our public school system, and as a state employee, every year I have to do ethics training. And in that ethics training, it says that you cannot accept a gift of $50 or more from any vendor, and especially if you're in a purchasing position. Well, the Massachusetts state-level ethics commission just fined in Franklin, the DPW manager, $15,000 because he was going off on ski boondoggles with the company that is pushing these meters into our communities. Mm-hmm. I just found out that the DPW leader in Natick is also on that list with the ethics
board. Are they losing their jobs too, or are they just getting fined?
Because I don't know. I don't know if they're going to step down, but that is the underhanded tactics that these companies use. And of course, we have good people in many of our towns. We have good town attorneys, but they have no idea what this wireless industry is up to, and they are way out of their league. So they're only getting information from industry on the benefits and the cost saves of not having to send a walker through the town to get the reading off of all your utility meters. What town wouldn't think that was a great thing?
Right.
They have no idea they're radiating the heck out of the families and the pollinators and the pets in
our communities.
But
that's also a job. I mean, I don't know.
Thank
our communities, our communities matter, and
yes,
the people that work in them matter. And it's just, we're just outsourcing everything to technology, and it's radiating us from a million different directions.
Right.
Yeah, and you mentioned reaching out to your town leadership and everything. I've been trying to do that, and it's like sending everything into a black hole. I'm not hearing back. So I'm just wondering what you recommend we do.
Here's what I recommend, and this is a lesson learned the hard way. We helped Ashland Public Schools become the first public school district in the nation to even have a sign hanging in our classroom with best practices for mobile devices. Turn these things off when we're not using them. Don't leave those tablets sitting around radiating. Turn the Wi-Fi off except for when you're using it, and never ever put a radiating device on a child's body, because even the fine print in the device says so. So when I was working with our school committee on this, and the National Toxicology Program study had come out to show this is cancerous and it causes DNA damage, I said to our school superintendent, so Mr. Adams, are we finally going to address this? And he said, Cece, you're just one voice. So fast forward now 10 years, anybody can go out to Americans for Responsible Technology. They have a full toolkit there to teach you how to open this conversation with your loved ones, with your town, how to write things to get in the local media, because mainstream media network media will not cover this issue because they've got huge conflicts of interest with their advertisers, or they're outright owned by these environmental polluters.
But healthfreedomradio.org does not.
Good, good, good. So yeah, so don't go it alone. Get everybody around you educated first. Sit down, invite people over for a potluck dinner, build our communities back, and watch the film Generation Zapped. 74 minutes. It's an amazing way to frame this up. It's kind of funny in some ways, too. It's beautifully done. But Generation Zapped is now available through Canopy and Hoopla streaming services at our public libraries. And then you can also get it in various other outlets that folks might
But it was actually on Amazon and was censored off of Amazon.
Yeah,
because
in
they
the
don't
US.
Want you to see it. And the one thing I remember about that film is the girl who would keep, she would run and she would keep her cell phone in her bra. And then she got two tumors right where the sensors were. I mean, on her body where she put her phone in her bra, where she ran every single day. Unbelievable. Okay, so that's it for our show today. I want to thank Cece Doucette and Lisa and Ted. And we're going to be, I want everyone to be sure to tune in next week and every week for Health Freedom Radio. It's Health Freedom Talk Uncensored every Tuesday at 9 a.m. And of course, thanks to Health Rights MA and My Salon Suites in Westboro and Leominster for sponsoring today's show. And don't forget to visit healthfreedomradio.org. You can get the show notes for Cece's. Your website again is
Massachusetts for Safe Technology, MA, the number 4, safetech.org.
Okay, stay tuned for more live and local radio on WCRN.
You've been listening to Health Freedom Radio on the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information. Radio Central WCRN, 8:30 a.m. Stay with us for more live and local radio right here on Radio Central, WCRN, AM 830.